Bills have our Tuesday offering here at Q105, live and local. Toledo's morning show in the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. It's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today, increasing clouds, high of 75. Light showers likely tomorrow thanks to Irma and 72. It's 59 now at the Cumulus compound. Paul is out and about. He's out at Churchill's. It's our hurricane deal. I wanted to say rescue. It's a relief effort out there at Churchill's in Perrysburg. All our stations are out there, and it's going pretty well. So if you want to get out there and be part of this and help out people that are suffering, just go on out there. And if you don't have stuff, you can walk into Churchill's and get some things set up. You can do it, or you can do monetary donations. And, of course, they're on Route 25 there in Perrysburg.
Super quick and easy, you know, with the whole, you know, traffic braid thing and all that sort of stuff going on.
Is that what it's called, a traffic braid?
No, it's called a diamond, but it's really a braid. It's not a diamond. It looks like a braid.
Yeah, right.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Whatever.
Yep. No,
I'll tell you, you think that the stupid circles make you crazy, the roundabouts.
Yeah,
this is going to make people insane.
Well, it sounds like at nighttime they're especially challenging because of all of the barrels that are up and everything.
It's not clearly marked.
And your brain says, no, I don't turn left right into traffic. I'm going to go head on with somebody. It's always hanging a left, and then it's like, oh, no, wait, I want to go right, and then you got to get over right, and it's going to be crazy.
And your brain screams at you like that, doesn't it?
You know, people are stupid, and there'll be a lot of accidents.
My brain's very polite to me. It doesn't usually scream.
Yeah, mine's not. Mine's like, you idiot! Why did you do that?
Ah, it's Russ!
Sexy Russ Ryder! What's up, Russell?
Hi, Lo.
Welcome back from vacay, dude.
Yeah, how was your vacation?
It was windy.
Where'd you go? I hear you went down.
How windy was it?
To the Caribbean.
I was in Bermuda.
Oh,
man, was
it
windy!
You were
there.
In Bermuda, seriously?
Uh-huh. No, really? No.
Yeah.
Didn't
you see his Facebook post?
Oh yeah. It was my hair just kind of all blew sideways.
Oh yeah, here it is. Here it is. This is what it sounded like at Russ's vacation.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Drove you crazy, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. It just got cold a little bit there.
Did it?
Then it started getting wet, and I just...
And you had debris smacking in your face?
Yeah. Palm tree leaves.
And then you went outside.
Cold and wet.
Good morning. I'm here all week. Try the veil. Well, welcome home. Welcome back.
We missed you.
And
I didn't know you were gone, but we missed you.
Yes, you did. Right? Don't you remember sexy eye candy brew in every day?
I do.
You're sad that Russ is back because you don't get your eye candy.
He's sexy
today.
Eye candy too.
Is Brew going to be out at Churchill's today at all?
Yeah, he's going to be in here for a little while, and then he's going out there later.
All right, ladies.
Yeah, Brew should just be on the sidewalk waving
too.
To people.
Yeah, with his shirt off.
He's the manpower guy.
Doing
to make him do all the heavy
labor. Oh, he's got
labor.
Manpower.
That's
he's
him.
He's got the guns.
Oh,
he can handle
does.
It. He can probably lift a pallet all by himself.
Look at Trisha have a moment. You know he's young enough to be your son.
I know, it's creepy.
It is creepy.
A little creepy. You want a bib to wipe up that drool?
It's a little creepy. That's a little creepy.
No, it's a lot creepy.
Kind of creeping myself out.
Yes,
right now.
And yet every time we talk about him, you go there. And then we bring you back to, it's creepy, old lady.
Yeah.
Cougar. Trisha's a cougar.
She is.
All right, Russ, welcome back.
Thank you. You going out there today?
I wasn't going to. Do I need to?
You don't need to.
Well, I might move some stuff around.
It did cross your mind.
It did, because I just mentioned it before you walked in. I said, I really should go out
and
there.
And Russ
was looking
at you above his glasses, so that's
was
is that a way of saying
that? Is that how it is? You should go out there. Well, I have a coffee right after the show, but I might swing by and smoke a cigar.
Oh, there you go.
Doing my part.
Yeah,
doing my part for
out.
Hurricane. Really?
Out there and, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll get a bullhorn.
You know what I could do is I could switch my coffee over there. Is there a coffee place over there by Churchill's?
The Big Blow.
The Big Blow's on the radio every day from 6 to 10.
there's
a
bagels place there that has coffee.
Is there?
Yeah,
I'll ask Paul. Maybe I'll do that. I'll just move my coffee over there and I'll just go over there.
Yeah.
That'll work. Yes,
that
I am going over there after the show.
Then we'll go over there and hold hands.
All right, it'll be beautiful.
Kumbaya.
Yep. Nice
there
for
you go. And hit each other in the face with stuff. It'll be awesome. All right. Now, you know that we've got our big relief thing going on. You got the big celebrity tonight. They're doing a big telethon with all the biggies on all the networks. You're not going to be able to escape it if you turn on, well, unless you're watching ESPN. And then they've released an album of songs about famous dogs, and they're raising money for dogs that are displaced by the hurricanes.
Really?
Yeah.
They did an album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not everybody's donating for people. Some are doing it for animals. Several artists have written new tracks for an album called Dog Songs. All the proceeds go to the ASPCA.
Sarah McLachlan's not on it, is she?
No.
She should be.
No, but if she sings on that, no, no. She's on all the ones where they show all the diseased dogs. And
oh,
you just,
God.
Yeah,
yeah, no.
I just hate
but
that.
But it's so appropriate.
I know, but it's painful. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 contributed a song called Not Every Dog Goes to Heaven, which is kind of a weird
That's
name.
That's not a cheerful song.
It's not, but it's about Dinky the dog from National Lampoon's Vacation that gets dragged to death behind Chevy Chase's station wagon.
That's on the album?
Yes. Other songs pay tribute.
That's not appropriate. That cannot be on the album. Is this where you play one of your little funny comedy service things?
No, but
one of your
parody
things.
One of your little daddy funny yuck it up radio boy.
When you're little.
Funny yucky yuck it up there. No. You mean like a phony bit? No, this is real. This is happening.
All right, next song. Tell me the next
one. No, hold
on.
I'm still hung up on that one.
I wasn't going to play the song. But I'm going to, and by the way, if you buy this thing, there's potty words on there. Hold on. I've got it here somewhere.
Pay for something.
Let's see. I'll find it. Anyway, and there's a bunch of other songs. There's a song on there about Scooby-Doo. There's a song on there about, let's see, paying tribute to Scooby-Doo. Einstein from Back to the Future. Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons.
Aww.
Daisy from John Wick. There's I don't know. That's what it says. There's only one song about a real dog. It's called Gary and the Princess.
These are sad. John Wick's dog gets killed.
And it's about Carrie Fisher's dog, Gary.
Oh, this is depressing.
Now, it has 14 tracks. It's only $8, and all the money goes to dogs. You go to bandcamp.com. Remember, some of the tracks contain potty words and profanity. And, yeah, I mean, the song that I'm going to play for you.
These are horrible. What are they doing?
They're raising money for dogs. And they're doing it in a sick fashion.
That's really twisted.
This is America.
What I think seriously, Daisy, the dog, and John Wick gets killed, and it's all sad. It's part of what motivates him to be.
And they want $8.
Yeah, but it goes to helping dogs. All right, here it is. This is the one.
I'd rather hear Sarah McLachlan.
Not every dog goes to heaven. Here we go.
Got lost on the dog Phoenix. Explain this, you son of a family on a quest. Left a body on Norman's front yard. We'll all be whistling to the biggest hole in the West. Biggest hole in the West. Not every dog goes to heaven. Thinking you're such a f***ing drag. Sometimes you just have it coming. 80s Chevy Chase was rad.
Did you catch the line? Dinky, you're such a effing drag. This is the dog Chevy Chase dragged behind the car in National Lampoon's Vacation. So, you guys love the dogs and the animals. Can I make a safe assumption that neither of you are going to buy this CD
That's
to help the dogs?
That's a safe assumption, yes.
Right. Sorry. It's real, Susie. I didn't make it up.
Wow, there that's just, what were they thinking? Although,
that's
it's, you know, there are people
great.
With
Raising
twisted senses
money.
Of humor.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
like
true.
We don't have twisted senses of humor.
Yeah, we do.
It's not about, you know, dogs dragged behind cars.
I got a vet appointment for Buddy, too, to find out why he's pooping at night. Just saying.
Well, I can't wait to find
everybody
out.
Everybody was concerned, so
we
I'm
all
just
are.
Letting y'all know.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
He's going to be on Doggy Prozac probably
he's
by
gonna
tomorrow.
He's going to be in a crate tonight is yes, what
he's
going to
be. Yes, he's going to be in a crate, and he has a vet appointment. That's the worst for
him. I know.
Oh, it's fine. It's better than...
Pooping
you know.
All over the house, hello.
Yeah.
But he's
that's
not
my job.
Get to sleep with you guys tonight.
He doesn't sleep with us anyway.
By the way, you can't let your dog sleep with you. You don't get as good as sleep when your dog sleeps with you.
They don't sleep. He doesn't sleep with
you. Yeah, dogs screw with your sleep.
He takes up a whole person's place.
Yeah,
I can't.
You can't do that. No, it's the study just came out. You don't want your dog should be in your bedroom, but not in your bed. Once they're in your bed, they screw it up.
And cats walk on your face.
Yeah.
That I don't mind so much.
They don't care. Cats walk on your face, on your chest. Like, I'm literally on my cell phone sitting upright in a chair, and she will walk across the back of the chair and then literally walk right across my chest while I'm on the phone.
Well, it's like a bridge.
It is like a bridge. It is.
A round, sweet bridge.
I know. She just strolls across. I'm like, really?
Your cat's a lesbian.
She is.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. at all.
I just can't get over her audacity sometimes. Yeah, I really can't.
They don't care.
No,
that's
they
why
don't.
I love cats.
I think my husband's going to divorce me, though, for all the animals. I'm
could be.
Saying.
All right. All right, I'll take this call, and then I'm going to come back with the 10 American foods that we take for granted, but people in other countries have never tried and want to try it. All right. Who is
Dar.
It? Dar.
Yeah, like
hello.
Darla.
Hello, Dar. Line. You're on the queue. What do you got?
Hi. I have a question for Trish with her potty problem.
Yes.
It's in the man cave only, correct?
No, it's also, we closed the man cave last night and then woke up this morning to find he had pooped in my daughter's bedroom.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, could it be the kitty litter box? Is that down in that area? Maybe
no.
Smelling that?
No. It's not. No. It's in Jacob's room. The children's rooms have been taken over by the pets.
Your kids are gone. They don't have rooms anymore. Let it go, Grandma. Your daughter's been out of your house for how many years?
Room.
No.
Yes. They will always, always, always have rooms.
Let it go.
Sometimes they'll have their own family.
I'm going to come poop in those rooms.
Well,
right on their pillow.
Maybe the kitty box. Maybe that smell was making him think he had to go potty.
Yeah. Right.
Well, thanks, Dar, for trying to work.
But I'm glad you care because it's a struggle because we've had Spade for a month or two now, and he hasn't done anything.
He's getting back at you.
Right.
That's weird.
So I know it's very
taking
weird.
Taking the jewels. Took his jewels. This is payback.
I don't know.
He finally figured out that he doesn't have any nuts, and he's taking it out on you. I gotta go, Dar. See you. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Look at that. You cracked right up. Listen to her. Say nuts. It's like a numb nuts.
It's numb nuts.
All right, we have to break down.